What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Boy, I got somebody riled up with that tease into this topic we're about to do. I said, beware the Texans' year three curse.
Oh.
Guy says, I think he meant shut your trap, guy. But he said he has the I word, not the U word, when it comes to shut. But he says, shut your trap, guy. We don't need to hear talk about a curse. Don't be lazy and find new content.
Wow.
Oh, that's interesting. Don't be lazy and find... find new content instead of being lazy.
Right.
So without even knowing exactly what you're talking about...
What the topic is, yeah.
His lazy take is that you shouldn't be lazy.
Exactly.
Listen, there's no... if there's one thing we don't allow on this show, it's in our big book of things we don't allow. It's ironic accusations of laziness.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
So unintentionally ironic and lazy accusations of laziness.
Right.
Okay, lazy guy.
Right. So
what's the I word? I have no idea what an I word is.
No. I think he meant shut your trap, but he's got the curse word. Instead of shut, he has S-H.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, I mean, you're about to make me say it.
You said an I word, and I'm going through my pretty prodigious vocabulary of dirty words.
No, he had the I instead of the U. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think it's, clearly we know what autocorrect does to your language, sir.
a lazy, you can't even edit your text before you send it, you lazy SOB.
Yeah, you gotta be careful.
This level of laziness, violating the first commandment in our Google Doc of commandments of the things thou shalt not do on the show. Unacceptable. Yes.
Yep.
It was a mortal sin.
Yep. All right. So here's where I'm going with this.
I don't even know what your year three curse is. I have no idea what you're... So for this guy to say you're being lazy,
right?
I guess he's calling me stupid also.
I guess. Okay. So here's where I'm going with this. The Texans in their recent history, they've won 8 division titles. It's interesting that they've been won in 4 back-to-back clusters, right? 2011, mm-hmm. 2012, they won the division. 2015, 2016, they won the division. 18 and 19, division. And now these last 2 seasons. What's interesting is, for a variety of reasons, each of the previous pair of division championships that they won was followed up with literally one of the worst seasons in franchise history.
That's weird that would be a lazy take, since I wasn't even aware of that.
Right,
so,
right.
Just good job in all of your laziness understanding that. And
thank you.
That.
Thank you. Yeah. So just to go through these, 2011, 2012, in my opinion, still probably the best teams in Texans history. Those 2 teams, 2011, those are the ones that had the best chance to go to a Super Bowl, I would say, of all the teams they put on the field. They followed up with literally the worst season in franchise history, a 2-14 season that tied for the worst in franchise history. The biggest reason for that one, I would say the Matt Schaub just pick six parade was probably the biggest. Like, Matt Schaub just lost it. He fell off the earth that year. They had really poor quarterback.
His arm just fell apart. There are also elements of that season, that the year before, where it just the fact that the Texans were so good at creating turnovers defensively, it covered up a lot of the blemishes on the offense until the end of the season when everything kind of came to a head. So it's as far as whether it's a curse or not, I think like that's where you can look at it in reality and say, more times than not in the NFL, teams will show signs of growth and improvement, and the tendency or the temptation is to think like, oh, here we go, we just got a little bit better this year and then we're off to the races the next year. But more times than not, it comes crashing down. So how do you avoid that this season? Like, how do you keep this growth going?
We'll get to that. I just want to hit the other two times this has happened. We'll get to that. The fallout from that obviously was you fire Gary Kubiak and Bill O'Brien gets hired, and now you're into the O'Brien era. 2017, this is after they won the division in 15 with Brian Hoyer as the quarterback and 16 with Brock Osweiler. They went on to go 4-12. Now, this is a little bit different. It was a quarterback issue, but it was Deshaun Watson tearing his ACL midway through the season that led to them winning one more game after that. I think they were like 3-4 when Deshaun tore his ACL after that.
Yeah.
Possibly in that Seattle game, but definitely in practice was where it completely tore, and they won one game the rest of the year. They went like 1-8 down the stretch that season. The fallout from that was that the O'Brien-Rick Smith battle came to a head, and the team chose O'Brien over Rick Smith.
Yeah, which was also, and it was weird because, I mean, Rick Smith's wife was sick, which would end up being terminal cancer.
Yeah.
And so it was, but there was change. They brought in Brian Gain, and
So that one, I think the Texans would have been better than 4-12 if Deshaun had stayed healthy that year. So that may not be just like a collapse. That was just unfortunate.
But it does speak to like, to the importance of the quarterback position
for sure.
And everything else.
Yep.
If CJ Stroud had gotten injured this year, I just, with apologies to people that are adamant defenders of Davis Mills, I think it could have been much worse this year.
Yes.
It wasn't like it was bad this year. They just didn't build on expectations.
That's right. The third time they won the divisions back-to-back, 2018 and 2019, in 2020, they would go 4-12 and Bill O'Brien would get fired four games into the season. Now, I think the biggest reason for the fall-off there was they put Bill O'Brien and Jack Easterby in charge.
It was in a year where the Texans defense completely and utterly collapsed and squandered a 24-0 lead in the divisional round. They did absolutely nothing to make the defense better. They let DJ Reader walk. They let somebody else. But the defense needed help. They didn't do anything to help them. They went out and they made a bunch of really bad, the sum total of it all was a bunch of bad moves.
Yeah.
You could argue for any one of those moves individually, I suppose, but they spent way too much on free agents. They gave up too much in trades. Bill O'Brien, as I think most people tend to feel now, is like, okay, he was a competitive head coach, but he was a horrendous GM. That was the sum total of that.
And the fallout from that was probably the most drastic out of any of these three instances, because Easterby got empowered to the gills. The roster was left in complete shambles. The salary cap was left in complete shambles. The draft capital you had, shambles. That one was bad. So the question that you posed a few minutes ago, Seth, okay, so they've won back-to-back divisions here. The three previous times they've done it, it's been followed up by atrocious seasons.
Yeah.
And we probably felt maybe some degree of confidence going into those atrocious seasons, you know, like we didn't feel like they were going to be horrible. So I want to be a little guarded about like, no, that can never happen again. But what's the big difference for you now?
There isn't a difference, because it's this. To credit CJ spoke about this multiple times yesterday about how, you know, it's not as simple as like you just come in and you're going to be better and keep doing the same things. You got to build again. If you were to ignore and not address the issues they had offensively, if you rolled out the exact same squad next year and didn't change. Now, there will be a change on the offensive line coaching side of things.
We know that.
If you were to ignore all that stuff, you will have a worse season next year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you just flat out will, because everything that happened this year where teams start to get a feel for what you can and can't do, all of that, if you don't make improvements offensively, you'll be a worse football team next year. So it's just that is the sum total and really the key and critical issue this entire offseason is how are you going to fix the blocking issues? It's not just the offensive line. It's the tight ends and the running backs as well in pass protection. How do you figure out how to run the football consistently? I mean, a lot of this is really the nucleus of a lot of it is on the offensive line, but it's more than just that. And then Bobby Slowik with his construction of a passing offense and a running offense, is Bobby Slowik the guy, and how, what can he do to improve? They'll be worse next year. So yeah, it would be, I don't know how much worse, but they would be worse. The defense certainly has room to get better, but not as much room. Like, so they can't get so much better that they cover up all of the issues on offense that they had this year.
Yeah, you're on the cusp of an elite defense. You know, yeah. If this defense finds a way to stop giving up big plays, and as you pointed out yesterday, getting better at tackling has a lot to do with that. Certainly had a lot to do with Travis Kelce going off the way that he did on Saturday in that divisional round game. I feel great about the defense. You know, I feel great about the talent level on the roster overall compared to some of those teams that bottomed out in previous years, but you're 100% right. And to me, the biggest thing with the offensive line, I know they need to get a run game cobbled together here. You're going to get C.J. Stroud killed if you keep allowing, especially pass rushes up the middle the way that you do.
Yeah,
you're going to get him killed. So yeah, I'm with you on that. Like that's the thing that could lead to a collapse is you don't fix your offensive line, and that is what allows C.J. Stroud to get hurt like Deshaun did back in 2017, you know?
Yeah.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. So you got to really guard against that. Like, oh, okay, we're right there. We're knocking at the door. We're going to kick that sumbitch in. Mm-hmm. It's harder. It's harder than just staying right where you are. They got to figure some things out.
Text message, someone listening who's behind on the app, but Seth's brought up Chip Kelly's name a couple times today on the show as a potential offensive coordinator for the Texans. To be clear, they haven't made, publicly at least, a decision on Bobby Slowik yet. Text message, I'm behind on the app, but you're talking about Chip Kelly looking at Ohio State last night run a screen. I thought that's how you set up a screen.
Yeah.
Wish the Texans could do that.
Yeah, that's honestly, I always look at how well you run your screens as an indicator of how much attention to detail is there on your offense. And the Texans were miserable at executing screens because the screen seems like a simple enough thing, but when you're going against good NFL defenses, the screen also is a play that has the most tells that you can tip your hand. It's hard, if done improperly, for the offensive linemen to get set up and to block the guys because they tend to be blocking smaller, faster guys in space. And the teams that do it well tend to be pretty well-coached teams.
Yeah.
This team was not, they did not execute screens well at all.
Nope.
On almost every level, it was just, it was hard to watch. And to me, I gotta, like, that might be where I start my meetings off with Bobby. Like, Bobby, why did it look like every single defense knew exactly what we were doing every time we ran a screen? Why could the offensive linemen not complete any of their blocks or the wide receivers? Like, what? Why were we so haphazard and awful at running screens? Because that to me is, man, these guys aren't being coached up and they're not paying attention to detail in the areas that matter.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a snowy Tuesday here in Houston. Drive safe if you're out there on the road. If you're hunkered down at home, good for you. Good for you. Enjoy some little hot chocolate. Put a little something in there and enjoy your day relaxing with this beautiful snow outside. All right, I returned the favor to Kansas City. Carrington Harrison came on last Friday and really, really angered a lot of Texan fans. They asked me to come on yesterday on Carrington's show in the afternoon on our sister station. I'm going to let you guys, our later arriving audience, grade how I did at thrashing Patrick Mahomes on Kansas City radio yesterday. That is next.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.